Greetings, everybody. We invite you to join us in worship as we join with creation. We join with all heaven, singing all creatures of our God and King. Here we go.
And all creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing.
Trust you,
Lord, help me trust you, trust you, oh, trust you, Lord, help me trust you wherever you lead.
Help me praise you,
Lord, help me praise you, praise you.
Though many are turning help us follow you. That is our prayer. Well, it's no secret that a lot of us have experienced a lot of loss in this year and in this season. And a while back, Eileen wrote a song. She was crying out in desperation. I really rather say I believe she received a song from the Lord. And I just believe it's going to really bring healing and hope and touch somebody in the deepest place. She sings it. I just pray that you would just, with a sense of faith and hope, let God touch you as she sings.
And what do you say? What do you say when all I feel is pain? What do you say? Lord, what do you say when I can't see your face? I hear you say, I'm the God who's close to the brokenhearted, and I'm the God who weeps with those who weep, and I'm the God who knows suffering and pain, and I'm the God who's always gonna stay. Lord, that's what you say. Oh, I know that that's what you say. But what do you say? Jesus, I need to know, what do you say when all I feel is rage? God, what do you What do you say when all I hear are lies? You say to me that I'm the God who's close to the brokenhearted. Yes, I'm the God who weeps with those who weep. And I'm the God who suffering and pain. Yeah, I'm the God who's always gonna stay. Lord, that's what you say. I heard it when you said it, Lord. That's what you say. That's what you said. worship you. Not for the things that you do. Not for the blessings you give. Though you've been faithful and true, with mercies brand new. But because there is no one above you, then just because you are.
We were.
every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Jill, and I'm so glad you joined us for worship this weekend. If you are new or visiting us today online, I want to extend a special welcome. You can go to cachurch.com or to our mobile app for more info and also to fill out a connection card online so that we can get in touch with you. Also, we want to encourage and invite you to attend our indoor services if you are not dealing with a medical or health issue. We would love to see you in person. Join us next weekend as we have our Thanksgiving celebration services. We'll have our CA choir along with a message of God's goodness and a powerful testimony. So invite your friends to join us. If you are over 35 years old and single, join the next CA Singles Gathering on November 18th for an evening of fellowship, fun, and learning together. Information about how to RSVP is on our website. We are looking to hire a full-time worship service producer to help produce our weekend services and execute our production of our services. Candidates should have a love for the local church, a positive attitude, and strong technical knowledge of audio, video, and lighting systems. For more details on how to apply, you can go to our website or app. We also want to let you know that starting next weekend on November 21st and 22nd, we will be capturing and recording segments of our indoor in-person service to use for our online services. We are excited to give our online viewers a chance to see our in-person services and still be able to worship if they're not able to attend in person. So starting next week, the posting date of our online service will now be on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. And then finally, we encourage you to give online through our Christian Assembly LA app or our website by clicking on the Give tab. And as always, thank you for your ongoing giving and generosity. Would you join me as we pray together? God, thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for who you are and all that you have done for us. And God, thank you for each person who has been joining us for our online weekend service. And I just pray you would speak to them, encourage them, bless them, Lord, throughout this service. And God, would you bless our next weekend service, our Thanksgiving celebration service as well. We love you, Lord. We pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. Well, now we'll be joined by Ralph, who will be sharing with us the message for today.
Hello to my CA family and everyone watching. I'm so excited to be with you today and for the opportunity to continue in the God Is sermon series. Well, you don't have to be a parent to know that sometimes kids like figuring things out for themselves. One day, when I was a kid, I was about 4 or 5, I was standing next to my mom watching her do the ironing. And as she walked away to hang something up, she warned me, "Hey, this iron is very hot. Don't touch the iron." Well, being the inquisitive kid that I was, not only did I ignore her, but I pressed my entire hand on the hot iron. Now, you might be thinking, well, why didn't you just tap it with a finger? Well, like I said, I was inquisitive, not smart. After hearing my blood-curdling scream, my mom ran into the room, scooped me up, and ran into the bathroom to soak my severely burnt and immediately blistering palm of my hand under the cold water. Now, I learned some valuable lessons that day. One, hot irons shouldn't be touched. And two, I should have listened to my mom. Well, maybe like me, you can think back to your childhood and remember some of the wisdom you learned the hard way that today are just some humorous memories. Unfortunately, many of us can also think of times when, as adults, we lived outside of wisdom and the results were anything but humorous. The good news for you and me as Christ followers is that we have access to a divine wisdom far greater than our upbringing, education, or experience. It's a wisdom that can help us in every and any situation in our lives. Today, we continue our God Is series with God is Wise. Now, before discussing God's attribute of wisdom and why this matters in our daily lives, I want to briefly distinguish the difference between wisdom and knowledge. Knowledge is the accumulation of information about something or anything. And wisdom is making good decisions by effectively understanding and applying that knowledge. For example, knowledge is knowing that tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to use it in a fruit salad. Knowledge is knowing how to pass the driver's license test. Wisdom is knowing not to look down at your phone while driving and then getting in a rear-end accident. Yep, I did that. Not wise. We can probably all think of someone who is very knowledgeable, including ourselves, in any of a variety of areas, but because of a lack of wisdom, sometimes we fail in life, in relationships, at work, with health, with finances, and a variety of other important things. The good news for us as Christ followers is that because God is wise, we don't have to have it all figured out. We have a God who loves to help us in our need, including giving us our daily bread of wisdom. Let's turn to Scripture to read what it teaches about God's wisdom. Romans 16:27 says, "All glory to the only wise God." And Proverbs 2:6 says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding." These passages tell us that God alone is wise and the source of wisdom. Scripture also teaches that God's wisdom is vastly superior to human wisdom. This is vital to understand because if you and I are being honest, sometimes we can get into trouble or make life harder on ourselves when we live as if our wisdom is superior to God's. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 tells us, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Today, what I want us to catch is that as Christ followers, you and I have access to God's divine wisdom, which can help us in every circumstance we face. So how do we access God's divine wisdom for the circumstances, responsibilities, and situations that you and I encounter in our day-to-day lives? Well, the answer begins with God. Proverbs 9:10 tells us, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." According to Scripture, the fear of the Lord is the entry point, step one of making God's wisdom accessible. Now, on the surface, the fear of the Lord can seem like a frightening thing and even counter to the response of New Testament believers, to the God of love, mercy, and grace. But look at a New Testament passage, Acts 9:31, which says, "Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, they had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied." Typically, that word fear makes us think of the terror we might feel in a frightening situation. However, the Hebrew word yar also means to respect and to reverence. In addition, it means forming the best plans and using the best means for their execution. I love A.W. Tozer's quote about God's wisdom interacting with some of his other divine attributes. He says, "With the goodness of God, to desire our highest welfare, the wisdom of God to plan it, and the power of God to achieve it, what do we lack? Surely, we are the most favored of all creatures." So how do you and I make the wisdom of God a reality in our daily lives? In Proverbs 8:17, it says, wisdom is speaking and says, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me." Wisdom isn't something that just falls into our laps once we believe in God. James 2:19 says, "You believe that there is one God." Well, good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. God's wisdom is for those who seek it. Joshua, one of Israel's most godly and successful leaders, he learned this lesson the hard way. The Gibeonites knew Israel was coming to destroy them, so they devised a plan to go to them and pretend to be from a faraway land. They wore old clothing. They carried stale and spoiled food. And after examining all the facts, everything their eyes could see, their worn out clothes, their moldy bread, Israel entered into a treaty with them. But 3 days later, they realized they had been deceived. Joshua 9:14 says, "The Israelites sampled their provisions, but they did not inquire of the Lord." Proverbs 4:6 tells us, "Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you." Seeking and living by God's wisdom is inviting God's protection. With the rest of our time, I want to highlight 3 ways that Scripture reveals how you and I can get God's wisdom in our lives. First, one of the best ways to seek God's wisdom is by spending time in His Word. Psalm 19:7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect. It restores the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. It makes wise the simple." Every time you or I choose to spend time in God's Word, we are receiving God's wisdom. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us, "All Scripture, from cover to cover, the Bible is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong, and it teaches us to do what is right." Of course, for wisdom to have any impact, we've got to put it into practice. Jesus said in Matthew 7:24, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise person who built their house on the rock." Sometimes when we see God's wisdom through His Word, we wrestle with putting it into practice. And like my handshake with that hot iron, we learn the hard way. My brother-in-law is a pastor, and he once told me, God gives us wisdom either through revelation or tribulation. Which do you prefer? The second way for us to seek and access God's wisdom is by asking for it in prayer. James 1:5 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. What an incredible invitation, promise, and encouragement. An invitation to ask for wisdom every day and in every matter. A promise that when we ask, God gives wisdom generously, and then an encouragement that our good Father will never rebuke or tire from our asking. We can't ask God too much. I'm dating myself, but in the early 70s, there was a TV show called The Courtship of Eddie's Father. The opening was Eddie, who was probably 5 or 6 years old, walking hand in hand with his father on the beach, asking him question after question. The dad was so patient and kind with his son's never-ending questions. He never grew tired of answering them in a way that young Eddie would understand. Our loving Father is the same. He never grows tired, weary, or angry when you or I come to him with our questions or our prayers, asking for his wisdom. As a matter of fact, asking God for wisdom can actually be pleasing to him. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5 and 7 and 9 says, that night the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream, and God said, what do you want? Ask, and I'll give it to you. Wow, what a question. How might you have responded to God basically giving you a blank check with his signature on it? Let's listen to Solomon's response. In verse 7, he said, oh, Lord, my God, you have made me king instead of my father. But I am like a little child who doesn't know his way around. And here I am in the midst of your chosen people, a nation so great and numerous they can't be counted. And Solomon says, give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. For who by himself is able to govern this great people of yours? And listen to God's response. In verse 10, the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for wisdom, which leads me to my next point. God is pleased when we ask for wisdom to do what he has assigned. Solomon asked for wisdom to do the role God had assigned him to do as king, being a king over God's people. You and I may not be called to rule over a nation, but the great news for us is that God is absolutely pleased to give us the wisdom for the roles to which he's called us. I'm a husband, father, grandfather. I'm a son, I'm a pastor, I'm a neighbor, and more. And I need wisdom for each of those roles. Every Christ follower has a kingdom role which he or she has been called to and assigned. And God has the wisdom that each role requires. Some of you might have a clear understanding of your kingdom role, but others might be thinking, I'm just a fill in the blank. If that's you, listen to what Paul says about your kingdom role in Ephesians 2:10. For we, that's you and me, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So whatever kingdom role you are in, you are God's handiwork for that role. And he is pleased when you ask him for wisdom to do what he created you to do. Don't settle for a life in the category of you have not because you ask not. Ask God for his wisdom. The third way we can be intentional about pursuing and accessing God's wisdom is through our relationships with other Christ followers. God sometimes uses others to give us his wisdom, especially in areas of our lives that the Bible doesn't specifically address. For example, Moses, the great leader Moses, he had gotten into the habit of judging God's people from sunup to sundown, and Jethro, his father-in-law, gave him some wisdom. Exodus 18, 17 to 19 says, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Now listen to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you." Jethro offered Moses a plan that would help him delegate some of the load to others. Moses would teach the judges would hear and rule on petty disputes, and this would lessen the load on Moses, but also help prepare the people to run as an organized community when they would enter the promised land. What's so interesting to me and worth noting about God using Jethro is that Moses was a guy who spent a lot of one-on-one time with God. God gave Moses the tablets of stone with the Ten Commandments, and Moses wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Yet God used Jethro to give Moses some of the wisdom he needed for his role. Who has God put in your life to help you access his wisdom for the issues and challenges that you face at school, work, in your relationships, with your finances, and in your life as a Christ follower? If you are isolated and don't have trusted others in your life, you might be missing out on the very wisdom God has prepared beforehand for you. So I've highlighted three ways from Scripture that you and I can be intentional about seeking God's wisdom: time in God's Word, asking God in prayer, and being in community with other Christ followers. But all three of these require one thing: humility. Proverbs 11:2 says, "When pride comes, boiling up with an arrogant attitude of self-importance, then come dishonor and shame. But with the humble, the teachable, who have been chiseled by trial and who have learned to walk humbly with God, there is wisdom and soundness of mind." Which brings me to my last point. God's wisdom is reserved for the humble, not the proud. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 7 tell us, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil." If you're anything like me, maybe there have been times in your life when you were impressed with your own wisdom over God's. But if you and I want to experience fewer dead ends and failures in life, we need to humble ourselves and call out to God for his wisdom. As I close our time, some of you might be feeling encouraged because you regularly seek God's wisdom for your life and you've seen the good fruit living that way brings. If that's you, I want to say well done. According to Jesus, you are a wise person building your house on the rock. But others of you might be realizing that you're someone who can grow in accessing more of God's wisdom for your life. Maybe you're feeling stirred to seek God's wisdom through spending time in his word, or by starting your day with prayer, asking God for his wisdom. Or maybe you're feeling stirred to get out of isolation and into a Christ-centered community where you can be surrounded by people God might use to give you wisdom. If that's you, I want to encourage you to start today. If you don't know where to start in God's Word, download our CA Bible reading plan on our website. If you're in a situation that needs God's wisdom right now, you can pray with me in just a few moments and start praying every morning. And if you haven't yet joined a life group or a women's Bible study group, you can go to our website to find one. All of those things take humility. But remember, God's wisdom is reserved for the humble, not the proud. But maybe there are others hearing this God is wise sermon, and feeling regret, failure, and even a sense of shame because of poor decisions you made outside of God's wisdom. You realize that if you had sought God's wisdom, it could have made a big difference, a world of difference, between the outcomes you've experienced in some areas of your life. If that's you, I want to encourage you from Romans. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." You and I may not be able to go back in time and undo all the foolish things we've done or the consequences of those actions, but God's wisdom is big enough to work all things together for our good, even our bad decisions. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you are a wise God. Father, would you help us to, in humility, be a people that seek wisdom. Father, would you help us as we seek wisdom in your word? Would you help us to see the things you're revealing to us? Father, would you help us as we pray, to pray daily, regularly, for our daily bread of wisdom. And Father God, for those of us that are isolated, would you help us to find our people, those who are in Christ, and will help us live our lives in wisdom. And Father, for those who are feeling any sense of shame, regret over poor decisions, over not living in wisdom, God, would you encourage them that you love them, that you forgive them, and that, God, you truly are someone who can work together for good all things in their lives. Thank you, Father. We love you. We're grateful for you. We're so amazed at your great wisdom. We pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Show his glory.
Thank you so much for being with us today online. If you made a decision to follow Christ at any point during our service, or if you want to know more about what it means to follow Christ, please let us know so we can have a pastor follow up with you. You can email us at the address below or go to our webpage listed below as well. Now let me close with this benediction. May you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Thanks, you guys, and see you next week.